This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Russia has launched a fresh drone assault on Ukraine after promising that strikes on the Russian border city of Belgorod would not go unpunished. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The Ukrainian Air Force said Sunday that it had shot down 21 of 49 drones launched by Russian forces overnight. 28 people were wounded in that attack on the eastern city of Kharkiv, according to the regional governor. The attacks came after shelling in the Russian city of Belgorod Saturday killed 24 people. A further 108 people were wounded, according to the regional governor on Sunday, making it one of the deadliest attacks on Russian soil since the start of Moscow's invasion of Ukraine 22 months ago. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
There are new threats from the head of North Korea. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un vowed to launch three additional military spy satellites, produce more nuclear materials, and introduce attack drones in 2024. State media also says he called for overwhelming war readiness to cope with U.S.-led confrontational moves. Kim's comments made during a Workers' Party meeting to set state goals for next year suggest he'll intensify a run of weapons tests ahead of the 2024 presidential election. Observers say Kim believes a boosted nuclear capability would give him another chance for high-stakes diplomacy with the U.S. to win sanctions relief if former President Trump returns to the White House. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hong Kong welcomed 2024 with a spectacular New Year's Eve fireworks display over Victoria Harbor on Sunday night, a 12-minute fireworks performance. This year was Hong Kong's largest New Year's Eve fireworks display to date, the city's Bureau of Tourism said. This is